And now, here's Biggie! The rock and roll generation.
Rock and roll music. Sweet groovy music.
1960.
The scandals involving disc jockeys nationwide continued. Men and companies who were known as distributors and promotion men, the men who actually brought the records around to radio stations, were not immune either. Honesty hit the industry. Radio station general managers and owners clamped down for fear of losing their licenses. When a record was played in 1960, it wasn't hyped, it wasn't paid for, and it usually got played because some honest music director thought it merited play. Payola was the household word of the day. Even Congress got in on the action when they wrote legislation banning this type of activity. The seeds that were sown in 1959 were beginning to take root, but not in the USA. Britain was to become a major influence in the next coming music trend, just 3 years away.
This is the continuing story of the rock and roll generation, 1960.
Definitely 1960, and it's the rock and roll generation with good guy Big Wilson at WPGC, where the entertainment keeps on a coming.
WPGC.
Questions, appeal, birthday. These are the newsmakers. The stories are next.
I love Corina.
Corina,
I love you.
Karina, way across the sea. Oh, me, I love Karina, way across the sea. If you see Karina, send her home to me. Karina, 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 I love you so. Karina, 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 I love you so.
Corey and Corina. That's Ray Peterson. This is Marty Robbins, and don't worry, things are going to work out. 36 current temperature in town, a 416 in the afternoon in the year of 1960.
Don't worry about me. It's all over now. Though I may be blue, I'll manage somehow. Love can't be explained, can't be controlled. One day it's warm, next day it's cold. Don't pity me, 'cause I'm feeling blue.
About me, baby, no. Marty Robbins in 1960, a big gigantic song. 419, a big Wilson at WPGC.
Here's a letter to all WPGC listeners.
Get your free copy of the WPGC Top 100 Songs of 1970.
Bob.
Jackie's of 1960, Calendar Girl at 429, and Good Guy Big Wilson at WPGC.
Presenting the top 100 hits, Friday, January 1st, 1971.
Kathy's Clown. Phil and Zombie Everly Brothers. You can see them just about every 4 or 5 weeks on the Johnny Cash Show. That's where they're at today. 27 away from 5 o'clock. Biggie, in the year of 1960. Mr. Wilson here with the Rock and Roll Generation.
Make me scream, you just talk too much.
21 away from 5 o'clock, and you talk too much, and how many people can you think of that that particular song describes, huh? JoJo!
Instrumentals, for the first time, stood out on the charts as major hits. Theme from A Summer Place. Walk, Don't Run. Percy Faith, for the most part, did the good music-type instrumentals, and a group named The Ventures saw their star rise as they performed rock-type instrumentals. The true story of a German battleship hunted down and destroyed in 1941 by the British was the subject of a major hit, The Sinking of the Bismarck, by country and western star Johnny Horton.
This is the continuing story of the rock and roll generation, 1960. With Big Wilson and WPGC's 1960 year in the rock and roll generation, right in the quarter hour, 15.5, 95 and a half on the FM site. This is Big Wilson, and this is WPGC Morningside, Maryland.
To do and think about me. Adore me, fa so la ti. I can learn to love you, yes, sir. I may sound crazy, but it's so fine. Tell me, pretty baby, how you gonna act? Adore me, fa so la ti. Forget about the do and think about me. Me, fa,
forget about the do and think about me. Do re mi fa so la ti. Forget about the do and think about me. ABC.
Lee Dorsey and do re mi. Drifters, drifting on by in the year of 1960, big gigantic song. Baby, this magic moment was made for you and me. 11 before 5.
This magic moment.
Their popularity just kept rolling along. In the year of 1960, even up to end the decade and to begin another one, 10 minutes before 5 o'clock. 1960 was also a giant for some country and western songs. Hank Locklin, who had been around in the country and western field for a long time, crossed over into the pop field, and in 1960, this was the 20th most popular tune.
Me, I'm falling in love with you. Close the door to temptation. Don't let me walk through. Turn away from me, darling. I'm begging you to. Please help me, I'm falling, and
Blues, Help Me, I'm Fallin'. Hank Locklin in 1960. That was a gigantic song. 20 most popular thing when the year got finished. 7 minutes away from 5 o'clock. Big Wilson, a good guy radio.
This is the continuing story of the rock and roll generation. 1960. A tiny package of vocal dynamite, bathed in the spotlight of the Grand Ole Opry, became an instant smash on the pop charts that year. A fame that was to carry her through present day. The girl, Brenda Lee. The song,
My Baby Whispers in My Ear. Sweet nothing.
She was afraid to come out of the locker.
Another seed was being sown. Bubblegum music had never been heard of. In fact, that year had its first bubblegum hit, but no one then referred to it as bubblegum music. It wasn't until 1968 that people began to realize that the first original bubblegum song was...
It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini.
Time was marching on, and changes were in the wind.
1971.
Two, three, four, stick around, we'll tell you more.
She was afraid to come out in the open, and so a blanket around her she wore. She was afraid to come out in the open, and so she sat bundled up on the shore.
Two, three, four, tell the people what she wore.
It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini that she wore for the first time today. An itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini, so in the blanket she wanted.
Two, three, four, stick around, we'll tell you more.
Now she's afraid to come out of the water, and I wonder what she's gonna do. Now she's afraid to come out of the water, and the poor little girl's turning blue.
Two, three, four, tell the people what she wore.
It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini that she wore for the first time today. An itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini, so in the locker she wanted to stay. From the locker to the blanket, from the blanket to the shore, from the shore to the water.
Guess there isn't any more.
Yeah, itsy teeny weensy bitsy sitsy litsy, all that kind of stuff. That's it. Itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini's the real title. Brian Hyland, and that was the first little old hint of what today has become bubblegum music, and of late has been done by the Archies, and has been done by the 1910 Fruit Gum Company and different people like that, and they've had a lot of success at it too. Big Wilson here in the last song of 1960 on WPGC. 1961 is next.
On the bank of the river stood running bare, young Indian brave. On the other side of the river stood his lovely Indian maid. Little white dove was her name, such a lovely sight to see. But their tribes fought with each other, so their love could never be. Running Bear, love little white dove, with a love big as the sky. Running Bear, love little white dove, with a love that couldn't die. He couldn't swim the raging river, 'cause the river was too wide. He couldn't reach little white dove waiting on the
other side in the moonlight. He could see her throwing kisses across the way. Her little heart was beating faster, waiting there for her brave running bear. Love little white dove with a love big as the sky. Running bear, love little white dove with a love that couldn't die. Running bear, dove in the water. Little white dove did the same. And they swam out to each other. Through the swirling stream they came. As their hand touched and their lips met, the raging river pulled them down. Now they'll always be together in that happy hunting ground. Running bear, love little white dove with a love big as the sky. Running bear, love little white dove with a love that couldn't die.
WPGC AM and FM Morningside presenting the top 100 hits Friday, January 1st, 1971.